Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, so it finally bit me in the ass. I've been taking my phone in the sauna for 2 years, like, I don't know, 3 to 5 times a week.
So much moisture in that
215
phone.
215 degrees. Last week, I got a warning sign when I plugged my charger in, like warning that it's detecting water, you know, where you charge it, like moisture. Well, of course, I bring in the sauna with me. I'm driving home yesterday. I'm on the phone. All of a sudden, I hear zzz, like literally, you hear zzz, and then black, darkness.
Black. How long are your sauna sessions?
20 minutes.
Don't you just want to go in there and like just detach for 20 minutes?
I'm not searching. I just listen to music. It helps. Dude, you go in the sauna when it's 210 degrees for 20 minutes. Well, it's kind of
like,
torture.
Seems like 45 minutes, probably. Well,
I don't understand this. Why don't you just leave your phone outside the sauna and then you can have your headphones in the sauna?
I can. And some people do that. Some people do that. But I like to see the time. Like you just, because honestly, the last 7 or 8 minutes are kind of hard. So I have a timer. You know what I'm saying? But you're right.
Doesn't the sauna have a timer?
This particular, it has a winding thing.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to use that thing.
Couldn't you get a watch?
You could get a watch.
I have watches. I know. Listen, I'm sure there's workarounds. I'm not saying there aren't workarounds.
The timer thing, usually, that I've seen, and I don't have extensive sauna experience.
Yeah.
But usually, I see people walk in, they get the timer, and they flip it, and then basically when the sand
mean like
runs
an old
out, yeah,
thing?
Like no. Then that's when you're supposed to get
like
out
an
of
hourglass,
there.
An hourglass,
something like that. Oh,
well, what about? Can't you do?
That's not a bad idea.
Can't you do the math? You listen to 4 songs, and then. That's about 20 minutes.
You could, but honestly, up until until yesterday, there's been no downside.
So is it working now?
No. Luckily, I saved my old phones, and because I'm not in the Apple cult, I just take out my SIM. I could pop it in my old phone. So I'm using this phone, but it's an inferior phone. It's 5-6 years old. It doesn't. You can't multitask. It just starts crashing.
Yeah.
I mean, I was driving home yesterday. My daughter had to go to Raising Cane's out in Sterling after. You know, at 9:30 p.m., literally at 9:30 p.m., I'm driving to Raising Cane's in Sterling.
Got to get some nuggets or strips,
sell. And I don't really know all the roads out there. And my freaking navigation keeps crashing because this thing can't multitask at all. It can barely task, let alone multitask. So anyway, long way of saying, my phone yesterday went kaput.
Your phone got pwned.com.
Listen, it's just a theory, but it's probably true that I did it. Right? Like everything in my life that's happened negatively to me, it's all self-inflicted. Like my whole life is a self-inflicted mess. So phone went dark. I'm using an old hoop. I need a new one. But I'm too cheap. I hate going to a phone store and then buying a $1,500 phone and it ain't worth $1,500 and being on a 10-year plan. You can go F yourself. I'm not doing that. I'll buy some hoop that's a year old. Online that's got a few scratches.
Well, that's what I do. Well, you know what you need to invest in now is
some sort of insurance.
No. You need to use one of your old phones because you sauna at Norbeck, right?
Yeah.
Or
also
your house.
Home.
Your house.
Also at home.
So my guess is both of those have Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fi. That's my biggest complaint. The Wi-Fi is shoddy in the sauna. It's shoddy in the sauna.
You'll leave it outside the
sauna. My 5G is not good either.
I would assume most of the time, if you're inside of a sauna anywhere, the Wi-Fi is just not going to be very good.
I was gonna have it.
I have lots to complain about it.
That you have a sauna phone.
It's not a bad idea. Because I can only listen to songs that I've saved. You know what I'm saying? Like favorite. Yeah. Like it's like on the hard drive.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So I should. You know what? You're right. I have extra phones.
We need an iPod again.
Yeah, essentially. But I could do that. You know, it's a good point, Valdez. I should be doing that. it's a pain in the ass to walk around with that extra phone, but you know what?
Well, no, keep it in your car or in your locker.
Right. It's a good workaround for the future. But the bottom line is...
Silly problem-solving skill.
The bottom line is, this you know, I need a new... Do people have recommendations? I tend to like the Samsungs. You know, I ruined it myself. Drabby, what do you have for Android people? I know if you're an Apple person, you know, whatever.
Mine's a couple years old. I have a Samsung
S... Which one do you have?
Samsung S23. But I don't know if yours is moisture-related. I take mine in the shower every single day. That dumb alarm goes off all the time.
I did it for 2 years.
Yeah,
I did it for 2 years, but it says if you put something in here,
yeah,
I think it didn't let it dry long enough because I needed to charge it. You know, whatever.
Wait, you plugged it in while the moisture thing was
no, I unplugged it, but then like maybe in the evening when I did it at home, you know what I'm saying? I unplugged it when I saw that. I'm assuming I did it. I'll take the blame. I'll take the hit. But do you like the S? Because I'm thinking about getting the S24. I think the current one's the S25.
Oh, yeah. I'm Samsung for life. Not because, you know, it's just what I'm used to.
Yeah, I'm used to it.
It's the ecosystem.
I know we're not allowed to use brands and stuff, or people don't like it. So, but I have this one right here is hot garbage. This one right here. This one can barely task, let alone multitask. The memory on this thing is hot garbage. This is the worst thing. If I could smash this into a billion pieces, if I could do a Letterman bit, throw it off the building, I would.
I remember you hyping that phone up.
This particular one?
Yes, a few years ago.
I liked it for like a day. I liked it for a day.
Well, yeah, probably hyped up the BlackBerry when he got that too.
I like BlackBerry
too. Times change.
Hey, another.
This is, by the way, a major brand.
It's
a major brand.
If it's not one of the big two,
it's a major brand that has fallen off. I would say this is a major brand that's fallen off.
Is it the same one I have or not?
No, you have a Samsung, don't you?
I do have a Samsung.
Yeah. By the way,
I thought you said you had.
He says I do. That's the one I like. That's the one that I felted. That's the one that I threw into a bonfire, essentially.
By the way, he says Alcaraz or Sinner. It's funny you mentioned the top two players in the world who just played each other.
So anyway,
they see
tweet
a 6-hour
thing. If you have
thing.
Suggestions of what phones you like, etc. Thank you.
Just a quick aside. So my kid's doing a tennis camp, but her tennis racket was too small, I guess, and they said go get a racket. So we go to Dick's, and she has to pick a racket, I think 23 inches, whatever. And there's one that she's into the colors because she's a girl, and it's a Rafael Nadal.
Okay, nice.
And then she goes, did he beat Sinner? Because her friend has one that apparently is a Sinner racket. And I said, no, but he's teammates with. That's how I sold it. I was like, Nadal's teammates with Alcaraz.
Got it. Gotcha. So how much did that set you back?
I think it was 45.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah, the kids' rackets are cheap. She picked up a couple of the adult rackets. It's like, no, that's an adult.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, without mentioning brands, because I'm told in like meetings, I know you had a meeting yesterday, don't mention anything.
Did have a meeting.
Did it go
yesterday.
Well? Just come home with swag?
Went very well.
You had two meetings.
Came home with swag. Had two meetings. Had back-to-back meetings yesterday. Right.
So good day to be Johnny Cakes yesterday?
Pretty solid day.
Yeah.
Some good leads.
Good.
From yesterday.
Good.
So yesterday was day one of the mandatory mini camps for the Washington Commanders. Scheduled for 3 days. Usually the third day is canceled. Like if the
coach hooks them.
Yeah, the coach is like, all right, guys.
You worked really hard these first 2 days. Enjoy the third day off. That thing.
And enjoy the rest of the summer until you come back.
See you in late July.
The camp starts with Coach Quinn in front of the media, and he talks for 15 minutes or so, and then they go and have an hour and a half practice, then the guys work out after that. Here's Coach Quinn talking about the biggest story, which is Terry McLaurin not being there.
Hey, sometimes football and business, they intersect, and this is one of those times. Terry is a fantastic teammate and really puts in the work and spent a lot of time with him already this offseason, so... But let's, the business side of things, you know, Adam and their crew and Terry and his group, they'll let them work through that. But in the meantime, lots of stuff to do. And we try to customize as much as we can, Nikki, who can do what, who's in rehab, who can do some things, who can do everything, who needs to see more during this time of year, and who do we need to see less. And so this is one of those times you're really able to customize the script and the work to do that.
Basically, him just saying, Terry's not here. I don't really want to talk about it at length. The front office, they'll handle that. Mm-hmm. I got to deal with the rest of the guys that are actually
this is
here.
This is the reality of professional sports in the NFL. when guys are in their contract years, guys of note. This is what happens. Standard, zero, no reason to be anything until proven otherwise. I was nervous last week because this report was that he was upset. Hopefully that was just agent talk. But you got to imagine with this group's track record, the goodwill that is surrounding this franchise right now, that they'll figure this out.
Well, for a long time, there's really, really high standards, you know, of what a professional can be. I can think back to one of the things he was working on last training camp, and I remember standing with Adam. He was working on low catches, so they were like either stationary or running catches that were below the knee, and it's like that type of specific throws after practice that were down towards his feet. That's a pro's pro, you know, where he was finding the smallest of detail to get better at, not the, you know, the catch that's right here. And he was already exceptional at tracking the deep ball and looking over his shoulder. So I love when people are finding a specific thing. I want to work on that thing to get better at it. I think Terry, that was like a clear demonstration of that. It may sound like a small thing, but that's really, you know, like finding the edge to say, what can I, you know, work on?
I don't think he's worried about Terry McLaurin at all.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't
either.
Think so. Yeah, that's a good point.
And I
don't think Adam Peters is either. Yeah, I think he knows it's going to get done.
They'll figure it out. But
Adam Peters may be more in kind of like a pretzel because he's in a battle with an agent trying to figure out how much money you give a guy, how many years.
They're going
to
figure
it
out.
He's done it 100 times, probably 500 times.
Right.
But I don't think Quinn's sweating it. Now, he might start sweating it if this spills into August.
I would be surprised if it went that deep.
The last time in 2022, it wrapped up on July 6th.
I don't think this is a real deadline. And my guess is whatever the real deadline is, it'll be close to what they did last time. And my guess is not that Terry's going to buckle, but that he's such a smart guy. He knows he's talking about generational type of wealth. At the end of the day, if they can at least make it sound good, he's gonna compromise. He's gonna compromise because, I mean, he's gonna be set for life. He should already be set for life.
He's
a smart. He's a smart guy.
And not to say he's gonna particularly take a hometown discount, but I would be stunned
if he didn't make another dollar after today. I'm convinced that Terry McLaurin is set for life already.
Because he's a smart guy. Yeah.
He's a smart guy. He's not going to be one of these guys you hear about like Antoine Walker, 8 or 9 years after he's out of the NBA or whatever league, that he doesn't have any money.
He's not going to be Vince Young, who bought the entire airplane because he wanted privacy.
I can understand that sentiment.
Right. He bought 200 seats one time.
I wouldn't waste my money like that. Yeah, but I do understand him wanting to fly in a plane by himself.
Yeah, well, why he's got no money left.
With no other passengers on the plane. Right. I get it.
Coach Quinn also talked about kind of the general goal that they have for OTAs getting ready for the season.
Hey, good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon.
Kind of speaking actually to like how things evolve, if you had one kind of overarching, you know, obviously can't be very specific, but goal for this mini camp for your team, what would that be? Well, number one, like always, like the health of the team. You know, I love seeing the communication on all three phases, because if we can get that part right, I know the contact and those things will take place, but you have to have the communication down at a really, really strong level. And so I want to hear it. I want to feel that all the way through in all three phases, knowing that's kind of giving you information as the teacher that the student knows it. Oftentimes we've all been in classroom where there was good teaching that went on, but we don't know if there was good learning. You know, those lecture halls that we were like for a long time. And then, okay, I don't know, I wrote some things down. I might have missed a half hour there somewhere. Like when the communication happens on the field, you get feedback as a coach. This is happening. He understands it. There's a good communication. So that's what I like to listen for.
It's Coach Quinn talking about the goal for OTAs. You know, kind of generic there, but he preaches that brotherhood and that communication and the culture nonstop.
People want to be here. This is not like if this was Dan running the team and, you know, Bruce, you know how like Kirk couldn't wait to get out of here. That's not what this is. This is a totally different vibe. And not to say that the team has leverage in that way, but they kind of do. They have some leverage. Like, he's not going to want to leave Jaden. He's not going to want to leave the staff. I don't think. You know, he got a taste of what playoff success is like last year. All signs point to that they're going to work this out.
Well, just look at this organization compared to the Bengals. There's a holdout here. There's a holdout in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. That seems a lot more dysfunctional than the holdout that's going on down here.
Sure does.
Oh, yeah.
The other part, though, that is, and maybe it's similar to like the old Skins organization. They're notoriously kind of cheap, Cincinnati, right?
Yes, so, yeah, that's their reputation.
I mean, they're. It seems like all of their players are having a mutiny. Yeah. And it's been going on last season with Jamar, this season with Trey.
Yeah.
You have Stewart, who's a rookie, who's speaking out about it.
Right.
Oh, like I didn't even know that.
You haven't heard anything from you've heard nothing from Terry. You've heard rumors. Yeah. You've heard Trey Hendrickson get up with a mic in his face and talk about how disappointed he is.
Stewart said yesterday, paraphrasing, basically, the GM and owner would rather win deals than win games.
Well, that's a horrible mindset.
Rookie said that?
Yes.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. The balls on that rookie, and I'm sure he's right, but the balls on that rookie, wow.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd say that if I was a rookie.
I mean, that might be something Joe Burrow really could get away with, but he's right.
Well, even if you are a superstar, this is being handled privately, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're not talking about it. Oh.
Right.
Seems like
other teams do it differently.
The big acquisition, or one of the big acquisitions for the Commanders, obviously they got Deebo Samuel and Laremy Tunsil. Mm-hmm. Those are the big names. But in terms of free agency on defense was Kinlaw. And a lot of people are wondering how he's going to fit into the defense. You know, it's not a guy who, if you looked at his numbers, jump out. But of course, Adam Peters knew him from days in San Francisco. Here's Kinlaw about kind of his attitude coming into the season.
Coming into a new team, new environment, do you feel like you have something to prove?
I feel there's always something to prove, no matter what. I mean, especially when it comes to myself. That's just the standard that I hold for myself. I'm always trying to prove, you know, the type of player that I am through some of the things that I've been through. That's kind of how I feel about it.
And being, you know, on this D-line, what do you think you're going to add? What do you think you're going to bring to this defensive unit?
Shoot, man, a lot of physicality. For sure.
He's look monstrous.
He is an intimidating dude.
I mean, all those guys do. But I mean, Tunsil looked like a monster,
too. Yeah.
I mean, Kinlaw's just a monster.
He just looks big and mean.
Mean and angry.
Mean. That's the first word that jumps to mind. But you know what? That's great.
That's what they want.
Be mean to all the offensive linemen that you encounter in the upcoming season.
Yeah.
Please do bad things to them on the field. Of course, within the rules and context of the game. Please be mean to all of your opponents.
No, he looked really good. But again, it's OTAs. I mean, you can't put a lot of stock into it.
What did they say? Is there more talk about Jaden's physicality? Like, did he look markedly?
He looked the same to me.
He looked the same.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't there.
I think that was
that one picture, good picture. Fake?
Nah, just some shadows. I mean, I think maybe he did some curls in the offseason and gained a little bit to his arms.
Do you guys know, like in your own, like I know I have one mirror in my house where I look good. It's one, not all of them. And it's the lighting, right?
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah. I got a mirror in my basement bathroom that I look good. All the other mirrors are trifling. It's just too much lighting.
It's the mirror's
fault.
Too
much exposure. Oh, yeah. No, there's no doubt. I have a good mirror. I think, I don't know. I think that's a thing.
I don't know if it's a thing, but it's a thing for you.
Oh, it's definitely a thing. You'll look better in this one mirror because of the lighting. The lighting, I think, in the bathroom is not as good.
A little dimmer.
It's a little dimmer. Yeah. It's not as harsh. It's not as harsh. It doesn't expose you
as much.
Point out
the imperfections.
Right. So many imperfections, Case.
Hey, coming up at 8 o'clock, Joel Corey is going to join us, CBS Sports NFL analyst, former sports agent. We'll talk to him about the Terry McLaurin situation, which, of course, is ongoing. Mike Rizzo at 9 o'clock, GM of the Nets, here on the Junkies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.